Welcome to the Level Up Your Life podcast with Erica Dale, where you will get real and relevant information to help you grow your network marketing business and level up your life.
Hey, hey, Level Up listeners. Happy Thursday. Hope you guys are having an incredible Thanksgiving so far. I don't know if you will catch this on Thanksgiving Day or if you are taking a break from podcasts and maybe you're going to grab this on Friday, but either way, I hope that you are having or had an incredible Thanksgiving. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, I know not all of my listeners are here in the United States, so this may just be a normal Thursday for you. I don't know why my phone is not on silent, so that's fun. But I wanted to just spend this episode with some gratitude. You know, I think that Thanksgiving is a day of reflection. It's a day of just kind of, you know, being grateful and showing gratitude, but I think it's something we should do every single day. And so I want to talk about that, this word gratitude and what it means to me, and hopefully it is something that you implement every single day. I love thinking about, you know, that you cannot be in a place of gratitude and be in a place of negativity at the same time. The human brain does not allow us to experience joy or happiness and negativity at once. And so that's why it's so important to practice that gratitude and to remain in a place of gratitude. And no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what is going on in your hour or your day or your month or your year, you always have something to be grateful for. Always. And you can challenge me on that, you guys, but I would go to head to toe with you. You always have something to be grateful for. And so one of the things that I would really encourage you to do is to write down, maybe it's when you wake up in the morning or maybe it's when you go to bed at night, but write down three things of your day that you are grateful for. And I would encourage you to write it down because one, when you're experiencing maybe a rough day or a rough patch in your life, you can go back into that gratitude journal and you can be like, oh my gosh, I have so many things to be thankful for. Because it's easy to go down that rabbit hole. It's easy to go down that negativity and be like, well, I mean, I'm not experiencing gratefulness right now. I'm rough. I'm having a rough month. My business is, you know, going backward. My relationships suck. My weight is up. Like whatever is going on in your life. And we humans are innately negative. You guys have heard me say that before. You'll hear me say that again. And so when we go down that rabbit hole of negativity, it's really, really easy to become forgetful of all the things that we have to be thankful for. So I would encourage you not just to practice gratitude today on Thanksgiving, but to practice it every single day. I'll give you guys some other things that you can do, and I'm going to give you a challenge at the end of this podcast. So I hope you'll stay on. I hope you'll take me up on it. But what are some things that you're grateful for today, yesterday, tomorrow? I'm just grateful every day. But some ways that you can practice gratitude are, you know, through prayer. If you are a praying type or if you believe in a higher power, you guys know my faith. I'm Christian. I believe in God. I believe in the Father. And I pray every single day. I'm not the best at praying. I struggle. We pray at every meal. I'm blessed that Jesse says the prayer for us every single meal. And not that, you know, I can't or I don't want to. I pray in front of people all the time. It's not that I'm afraid of praying or I'm nervous or anything like that. I was at one point, right? It takes practice. But for me, I just like that, you know, he is the man of the household. He is the head of the household. And I like that he prays over every single meal. I pray at night. So when I go to bed, that's typically when I have some quiet time with God. And that's just my routine, but I'm so distracted. Not because there's things going on. Like we're in silence. Jesse's usually asleep by then. I'm just laying in dark. But that's when my mind likes to wander. So I don't know how you people that actually like meditate and meditate by like sitting in silence on how y'all do it. I know it takes practice. I get it, but it's just not for me. not knocking meditation. I think it's super healthy if that's what works for you. But that's typically how my brain works. It doesn't really shut off too much. until I'm actually asleep. But every prayer that I say, the first thing I start off with is thanking God. Because my belief, and you know, I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole for too much longer, but my belief is everything I have, everything I get to do, every blessing, everything that I'm grateful for is because of Him. So I always start my prayer off with thanking Him. And I think a lot of times we run into this asking, right? We ask for help. We ask for, and it's not bad. God tells us to do that. If you believe in God, you follow the Bible, He tells us to ask. He says to ask Him for what we want, what we need. But don't forget to thank Him. So I want to challenge you on that if you are the praying kind. But what are some other things you can do if that's not your jam? Well, you can be grateful for your food, right? And that doesn't mean in prayer. You can thank, you know, if you're going out to eat, you can thank the server. You can thank the cooks. You can thank the manager. You can thank the hostess, right? Practice gratitude. You can just be thankful for the people who made the food, like the farmers, where the food came from. Be thankful before you put that food in your mouth. And there's actually some science behind that. So if you are practicing gratitude before your meals, your digestion slows down, which we all know is good for digestion, right? You're not like shoveling in the food and it's just like bleh. It actually allows the body to work better when you're practicing gratitude. It's crazy. And that comes from compliments of my husband. He found that information a while back. So I don't have like the study on that, but I could find it for you if you wanted. But where else can you be thankful for, right? Who can you be thankful for? Who can you show gratitude toward? Is it like a leader or a mentor? Is it a family member, a spouse, a child, a friend, a neighbor? There are ways to be grateful for every single thing in your life, and you need to show those people around you that you are grateful for them, right? I think oftentimes we just think that they know, right? And they do. They do. If you're happy, if you're smiley, but don't forget to say thank you. Thank them for what they do for you. Thank them, even if it's the little things. Like maybe your spouse makes the bed every day, and that's just not your thing. Like I'm looking at a bed right now. We're in our Florida house right now, and my bed is not made because I do not make my bed every day. It's just never been my thing. For those of you guys that watch Reels, I just didn't grow up being told to make my bed. It never became a habit. Every now and then I will. If we have company coming over, I think I'm going to be showing my house, I will make the bed. But hey, you know what? My house in Greenwood right now, I've got a guy in there putting wallpaper up in my bedroom. I've got a guy in there finishing up our remodel of our bathroom. My bed is not made. I did not make it before we left for Florida. It's fine. But maybe someone in your house does. And if it's not your thing, it clearly is theirs. So even though they like doing it, show some gratitude. Thank them for making the bed look nice. Thank them for cleaning the house. Thank them for doing the dishes. Like, my love language is absolutely 100% not acts of service. It's just not. That doesn't mean I'm not appreciative. I absolutely am. So my husband is incredible, and he does a lot of things around the house. He cooks probably more than I cook. He unloads the dishwasher probably more than I do. Now I do all the laundry. Like we have our own tasks, right? We tend to fall into like, well, this is your job, this is my job. Ours are unspoken, and we definitely just do what needs to be done, right? So if I see the trash like spilling over, I'm gonna empty it. I'm not gonna be like, hey, can you do that? Or expect him to do that. But I still tell him thank you, right? I still want him to know that I'm thankful. No, it doesn't like make me, you know, love him more. He did a video the other day. I hope you guys get a kick out of this, and it's not too much information, but he did a video the other day, and he was unloading the dishwasher. And I was sitting on the couch in the living room, like messaging a distributor or someone in my team, I think. And he leans over, he's like, hey, and you can hear him doing the dishes or putting the dishes away or whatever he was doing. He said, you know, if acts of service was your love language, I think I'd get laid a whole lot more. So I hope that makes you guys laugh. I hope you don't spit out your water, but it's just not. But again, that doesn't mean I'm not grateful. I'm 1000% grateful. I love that he does those things. So I want to make sure that I don't take that for granted. So who in your life are you grateful for? What are you thankful that they do for you? And you guys, this goes for your kids too. Yeah, they're expected to maybe do chores or to clean up their room or whatever it is that you have set expectations for them for. But thank them. Thank them, even though it is an expectation, right? Do you not think that that will get them to do it more? Because now they feel like you're proud of them. They feel, you know, even though I know dad, mom or dad expects this of me, they're still grateful that I do it. Guys, practice this if you're not already. So some of the things in my life that I'm grateful for, and we could literally spend probably like months of me just talking about gratitude because I truly just feel so many blessings in my life. But so number one is my faith, and it's the growth journey that I'm on in my faith, and the relationship that I've formed with my Father, with God. And it's not that that's new. I've been inside of church and I grew up in the faith and all the things, but you know, college, I kind of went away from it. Always believed. I just wasn't super like practicing, right? But over the last probably 5 years, my husband and I have really, really strengthened that muscle and really dove into that. We lead a small group. We attend church every single Sunday. Even when we're in Florida, we'll either find a church here or we'll just attend our church back home online, probably the latter, because we also work church online. And so I'm just so grateful for that. The relationships that we've formed, I think the blessings that have been bestowed upon us. And I just think that the trust that we're given because of things like that, like it's so incredible, but I'm so grateful. And I'm grateful for the ability to freely profess my faith, right? It might turn some people off. That's okay. It might not be for you. That's okay. I love you anyway. But there's a lot of countries out there that don't have that freedom. And I think, again, we take a lot of things for freedom, especially if you're living here in the United States. We take so many things for freedom or for granted when it comes to that. So that is something that, you know, I'm so grateful for. On the topic of freedom, I'm so grateful for my freedom. And not just like the freedom here in the United States. Definitely that is high up, like for all of you that allow that to be, all of you that serve in the military and whatnot. I mean, I'm so grateful for that. But I'm talking about the freedom that I have over my life, the choices that I get to make, the freedom to wake up when I want, the freedom to go to the gym when I want, the freedom to, you know, not have someone tell me when and where to report to work or mandate other things, right? We have all these crazy mandates going on in our world right now. Like I get to choose which way I want to do things. I get to choose how to run my life. Like I'm choosing right now on November 24th to be sitting in Sarasota, Florida in 73 degree weather while it's, let's see here, 49 back in Indy, which doesn't suck. You guys, you're having a pretty good November, but I get to choose that. Right? My husband and I have complete autonomy over our lives. And there's something to be said about that. Now, yeah, we worked our butts off and we still do to have that. But it's absolutely incredible. And I am beyond grateful for that autonomy and for that freedom. I am grateful, obviously, for my husband. Now, I didn't intentionally skip him. Freedom just kind of rolled into the second one. I'm so grateful for him. And I already talked about, you know, the acts of service that he does. It's his love. It's his trust. It's his respect. It's how he treats me. He's just an incredible man. So if you guys don't have the pleasure of knowing my husband, I'd highly recommend following him. Go seek him out on social media. He is a light in this world. And you would be blessed to know him. You would be blessed to absolutely know my husband. I am grateful for my fitness, right? If you guys know me, if you follow me, I actually don't really enjoy working out. Yep, I'm a bodybuilder. I should say I have done bodybuilding competitions. I do not identify as a bodybuilder. But I don't really love working out. But I'm grateful that I get to work out because there's so many people in this world that do not get that. And so if you're struggling with your health or your fitness or your nutrition and you're like, well, it's just not worth it. Well, I would just encourage you to flip the script. Get up and go to the gym and say, I get to go to the gym today, right? When you're feeling that pain or you're feeling like I'm exhausted today. My husband and I just switched up our workouts over the last 3 days. I swear he's trying to kill me. So we switched up the type of training that we're doing. And today I'm feeling it. It's been 3 days this week. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I'm tired. My body's feeling tired. I'm starving right now. It's only 1:30. I don't usually eat until, well, about this time, 2 or 3, but I've already had a protein shake this morning. I'm starving, probably because my body is like, what are you doing to me? And I could be complaining. I could be like, you know, oh my gosh, my body's so sore. And I'm not saying that I don't, guys, but I challenge you to flip the script on that and say, hey, I get to feel this soreness because I get to move my body, because I get to go to the gym, because I get to go outside and walk and run and do all the things. There are so many people in this life that would kill to be able to do that. So flip the script and be grateful for it. So, I mean, I could go on and on and on, you guys, but I mean, be grateful for the little things, right? I talked about some pretty big things, like the ability to live in Florida when I want to live in Florida. but be grateful for the little things. I know my friend Rachel, she did a gratitude journal in the lowest of the low times of her life. And she did it because she was like, what am I grateful for? She was getting into this funk of I don't think I'm grateful for anything. And some of the things that she ended up writing down were like the hot pocket she got to eat that night for dinner. The hot pocket, you guys. The fact that they at least had air conditioning in their home. They lived in Arizona in the dead of summer, right? Be grateful for the little things. The fact that you have a vehicle to drive. Maybe it's not the vehicle you want. Maybe it's not like your dream car. But does it get you from A to Z? Does it get you to your job that then pays the bills, that then puts food on the table for your kids and provides a house and shelter and safety and warmth? Be grateful for the little things. And if you can be grateful for the little things, promise you the negativity, the unhappiness, the things that you're experiencing on a day-to-day basis, which are literally a blip in your life, right? They will be so much less to you. You will be able to overcome them so much more. But you have to practice gratitude, and you have to practice it every single day. Because again, we are innately negative human beings, and our minds just shift to that, right? Our minds just go down that negative rabbit hole unless you stop them. You are in control of your thoughts, but it has to be intentional. So I hope that this helps. I hope that you'll take me up on this. A couple of things that I would encourage you to do is, you know, create a gratitude journal, like I mentioned, but you have to be consistent with it. Don't do it today and then skip it for a week, like every single day, right? Every single day, be grateful for something. Write down 3 things. Maybe you do it in the morning and in the evening, right? And just keep your mind. Also, imagine going to bed with full of gratitude. Imagine waking up and starting your day full of gratitude. Do you not think that your day will go better? Do you not think that your head laying down on that pillow will feel so much better, so much more at ease, no matter what has gone on throughout your day? Start a gratitude jar. This is something that Jesse and I did a couple years ago, and we actually had a jar, big glass jar in our kitchen, and we would try to write something every day and stick it in that jar. And we might not have done it every single day. Sometimes it was just when we were thinking about it or something had just happened and we wanted to remember it. And then what we did, I think we did it Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving. So this could be a really good challenge for you. Maybe include your family. And then next Thanksgiving, sit down around the table or before dinner or after you've stuffed your bellies full and go through that jar. And reread every single little note. So we just used those tiny little mini sticky notes. We had a color for each of us. So he had one color, I had one color. So we know who wrote them. You can probably go off of handwriting also. And then we went through them a year later. So you could do this on Thanksgiving. You could start it at the new year and then go through it on New Year's Eve next year. Like there's so many different options. For Thanksgiving, I would challenge you to do that. Pick a date. It doesn't have to be today, Thanksgiving Day. It doesn't have to be New Year's Day, but just pick a date and a year later, set that time with your spouse or your family or whoever's in your life and go through those. It's so incredible. In fact, I think that we're going to start that again today. We haven't done it for probably over a year because we've been in transition of moving different things. I think we'll start that over again. So let me know what you're going to do. Let me know what you're going to take me up on. Shoot me a message, Facebook, Erica Dale, Instagram, who is Erica Dale? Go and connect with me, guys. Screenshot the artwork here and then say, hey, I'm going to do this challenge. I'm going to do X, Y, Z because I really want to know. And I want to learn from you and I probably want to copy some of the things that you're going to do. So thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. I hope you have an incredible, blessed Thanksgiving. I hope you relax. I hope you spend time with friends or family or maybe just your partner, your spouse, whoever it is. I just hope that you are grateful today. I hope that you remember you know, the last year and all the positive things that you've gone through and what's to come. So thanks, guys. Have an incredible Thanksgiving. God bless. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Level Up Your Life with Erica Dale. If you're loving this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you never miss any episodes. And of course, your 5-star reviews are much appreciated. Be sure to check out whoisericadale.com for more free content and tips to help level you up.